This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I are going to be talking about weaponized incompetence and then the mental load. What was the second word?
I've had this thought of like a topic and episode idea for a while because I already forgot the person's name on TikTok. I have seen this girl's TikTok and I will make sure I find her at before we move on too far. And she's a mom, and she pretty frequently talks about just, like, both of those concepts. And I feel like they're really interesting topics of conversation for people who are in relationships. Like, I feel like it's something you don't think about until you're experiencing it.
Well, it's also so normalized that it's just kind of like, what do you expect?
Yeah. And so how would you describe it in your own words? We're just, like, we're previewing right now. Then we'll jump back to our weekly spotlights and catch-ups and all that. But just to, like, give you guys a preview of where we're at. Also, I think we're premiering this episode earlier than normal. So welcome to a morning listen if you have not been able to do that before. Haley inspired us to do this because she is now commuting to work and she wants something to listen to on her commute. And so she was like, you guys need to upload it earlier so people can do that. So if this is a new experience for you, and hopefully it's enjoyable.
This is for you, morning commuters. This is for you. So how I would define weaponized incompetence is someone claiming to not have knowledge of how to do something and therefore claiming that they can't do it. And it's weaponized because they are then forcing someone else to do it, even if it's a task that they could learn how to do. And so it's just saying like, oh, I can't do it, like, you do it.
Okay, just to give credit where credit is due, not that, like, it's not like she owns this topic, okay, but she's the one that I have seen talk about it the most. Her at on TikTok is, she is a page turner, and so there's not like a specific video she's posted that like, oh, this is the video that inspired this. She just talks about that topic a lot, so we'll jump into it. We asked you guys to kind of send in, I just kind of generalized it as, like, if you're in a relationship, what kinds of things do you experience related to this topic, or if there's anything that you feel like you and your significant other do to kind of combat this, what are those things?
I do want to preface this. This may come across as, like, a man-hating episode, and we'll try not to.
It's not just men that can do this. It can be, but, like, if our examples are men, it's maybe just because that's our experience. And I'm sure that, and I honestly, like, part of this, I want to reflect back on myself, because knowing that, like, oftentimes men are, like, even with, like, our dad has been helping us.
I have been thinking about
that. So,
like,
we'll talk about stuff too related to how we feel like maybe we're not doing as good of a job as we could be otherwise. But that's to come. So we'll get there.
Hold your horses, you guys. Just wait a second.
Hold on one second. We just got started with the episode.
Okay, jumping back, what's your weekly spotlight?
I was kind of like, you know what, I feel like I have, like, quite a few, just, like, we've had a good past week, I feel like. So, a couple things. We broke ground on the basement makeover, and by that I mean we started the basement makeover.
It's no longer just a thought, it's actually happening, and we now have to finish it.
In fact, we have basically finished all of the painting. We have to, like,
not like the hallway going down and stuff, into the basement,
and there's potentially, like, another side project we want to do that's going to be a little bit more intense for an accent wall. And so we're kind of holding off on, like, the hallway, just because we don't want to, like, paint the hallway, get it scratched up and then have to redo it. So we'll kind of do the hallway last, but I'm really happy we kind of took a risk. Like, at least initially I am, and I don't think I'm going to regret it. But anytime I've seen people do like a makeover where it looks really custom and intentional and purposeful, a lot of times what they will do is like they will also, like, they go all out and they're painting the doors, painting the trim, painting
the baseboards,
not always the ceiling, but we also decided to do the ceiling as well. I mean, we painted everything down there, and purpose for that was because we want it to be dark and moody. It's going to be a theater room primarily, and we just felt like that would be like the place to do it. And I felt like if we only went and did just the walls, like, it wasn't going to have the same effect as like some of the inspo pics. And like, it's our house. Who's to say we can't paint the freaking doors or the trim? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just kind of like, you don't usually do that, but we did, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah. So far, no regrets. We also are doing a basement makeover series on our channel. I believe episode 2, showing the updates that we're talking about now, and then a couple other things will be coming out in like 2 weeks from the time that this podcast episode goes live. We're aiming for like monthly-ish episodes.
Yeah.
Kind of depending on like what we get done in our basement.
So that was very exciting. And we like did a lot of that painting on Friday night, actually, which I was really happy we did that, because I kind of feel like, I almost feel like I had like an extra day to my weekend, because had we done that Saturday, I wouldn't have had, like, it would have just taken a whole bunch of my day. And so having like finished that, and then like I just woke up,
we did like Saturday 7 to 9 or 7 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, painting. It was kind of a weird time frame, but it worked out. And then I don't know if I mentioned my bathroom water leak on the podcast, but I mentioned it in our vlog. It's only a weekly spotlight because right now it's we tried to fix what we thought the issue was, and it doesn't seem to be leaking anymore. And so that means this is going to be a not very expensive situation, which is good. I will take that. My last one was that I got a haircut yesterday. I was just like getting a haircut, so it gets included.
The basement is going to be my weekly spotlight as well. Honorary weekly spotlight is that this past weekend was my PRN shift that I usually work one time a month. And like, don't get me wrong, I like my PRN job. Like, you know, sometimes I don't like working 6 days in a row. And I was originally going to work Saturday, but then the boss over there texted me to like ask if I could switch to Sunday, and I was like, sure, it doesn't really matter which day I'm working. And I only was scheduled for 2 hours on Sunday, and so it's just a nice, like, quick little easy in, out, boom, done. And if I hadn't switched, I probably would have had a longer schedule.
Yep. Anything else new, or do we go to book stuff?
I think we go to book stuff.
The
weather, February is teasing us right now.
No, I keep telling my patients multiple times today, I was like, 50 degrees like in the winter starts feeling a whole lot different than 50 degrees in the fall. It starts like, to I'm my like, second oh, building, I wasn't even wearing my coat into the buildings because I was like, it's too nice out. I don't need my winter coat.
It's supposed to be a high of,
and like, that starts cooling down. Like, as soon as the sun starts going away, it cools down quick.
Yeah. I do think, unfortunately, it's not going to stay warm. It's going to get cold again before it gets warm,
but
Punxsutawney Phil
is supposedly coming early.
Did you see a TikTok? Someone like was messaging their boyfriend, and they said like, "You're like, oh, like the groundhog," and he, like, made up a name for it. I don't remember what the name that they said was, though. It wasn't Punxsutawney Phil. And then the girlfriend was like, "Punxsutawney Phil," and he was like, "You just smashed your keyboard. Like, that is not a name. I wish I knew what he called it, because it was like, it was funny." Anyway,
did he think that's what the name was?
Yeah.
Like what he typed?
Well, he also called it a groundhog. Or no, he didn't call it a groundhog. What did he call it?
I was like,
because it is a groundhog. He called it like something else, like a guinea pig or something. And I'm probably not going to find it.
So he was just like kind of joking, like no one knows that much about Groundhog's Day. And then his girlfriend like did.
Yeah.
His
wife's name is Phyllis. Did you know that? Punxsutawney Phyllis.
I didn't know that he had a wife.
I saw someone. Matrimony is a big deal in the
Groundhog community. I saw someone making a TikTok trying to explain Groundhog's Day to their European boyfriend, and they were just like, "You're messing with me right now, aren't you? Like, this isn't a real thing." And it's just like, why? How did this get started? And it's like, no one really
cares.
No one cares. No one celebrates Groundhog's Day. It's more so like you just hear about it later.
Like, no one. Who actually watches it? You know what I mean?
Like, how many live streams?
And also, then who decides, oh, he saw his shadow? You know what I mean? What does it really mean to see his shadow? What does he do?
Well, I think it honestly just depends on if it's sunny or not.
But is it saying like we saw his shadow or he saw his shadow?
I think it's like we would see his shadow. Like,
okay.
It's not like the groundhog's reporting to us.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense.
That's just my thought. I've never looked into this. Okay. Where were we at last time?
And you always get that information like from someone of like, oh, he saw his shadow. Where did you get that information?
I bet there's a Twitter account for it. I am currently reading Six of Crows. I'm checking to see when I started this to see if I... When did I finish my last book? I finished my last book on February 2nd. So that would have been after we had... Or no. So that's my last update. I have finished reading Mrs. Nash's Ashes by Sarah Adler, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I give it 4 stars. Sear had read it before me. She kind of thought it was reminiscent of The 7-Year Slip, which I would agree with. And I think that I liked it more than I thought I would going into it. And considering I'm in my fantasy era, I was like, just wasn't sure how like a contemporary romance would hit or not. But I enjoyed it. And it was a quick read. So I'd recommend if you're someone who likes contemporary romance. And I'm now reading Six of Crows. And it's been interesting so far. I've been enjoying it. I do think it's, I don't know if it's classified as romantasy, but I do think, I'm pretty sure I added it because there had to have been a romance component to it, like, but like I didn't go and like reread the description. There's a lot of different characters going on. There's a lot of different gangs being described, different classes of people that, like, generally speaking, I'm reading through and like I think I'm understanding, but I'm also kind of like, I would probably benefit from like
a chart,
looking at something. Like there's a map in the beginning that I'm like, maybe I should go look at the map again to like see what we're talking about, because like once you're in the fantasy world, like, they're talking about so many different things, but, like, never outright typically explain what it is. And they just, like, hope that with context clues and continuing to talk about it, that you'll figure it out.
You're like, I'm not there
yet. Like, I'm not quite. There's just different things where it's, like, I am understanding. I'm not, like, lost. But I could probably understand a little bit more. But it's been good, and I've been enjoying it. So I'm continuing to read through that and hopefully finish it by Friday or sometime this weekend.
I just finished Powerless a couple days ago. That's by Lauren Roberts. I think technically it's considered YA romantasy, but like, and also like, what's crazy, this book is like 530 pages and there's like love interest, the two main characters obviously, and the two main characters do not kiss at all.
I know,
the entire, it's like, book, but also like
there's quite a bit of tension.
So it's like, it
and there's works. Like, there's moments where you're like, maybe, just maybe this might happen. But I realized that after the fact too. I was like, I just got duped.
And so, like, honestly, props to Lauren Roberts for like, usually that would make me mad. Or like, you know, there's like slow burns, and it's like, then at least like the slow burn, you get like payoff of like,
I feel like kiss it was, or whatever. It was probably technically a slow burn because of like never really having that payoff.
But like, but, the, like tension,
the tension so and good. The moments where they were like more intimate and like having these moments, you like it made it so good. You're still like, okay, I'll live with that,
like, you accept. But yeah, I gave it 4.5 stars. I thought it was so good. I loved the cliffhanger ending, so I'm excited to read book 2 when it comes out in July. There's also a like novella or whatever coming out.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll read that in April,
although I'm kind of like, it's from like someone else's POV, and I'm just like, not that I really don't care that much, but I'm like, yeah. I don't care that much, but I probably will, like, read it.
You didn't get me that invested in her, but
I guess if it's not pushing off the release date of your other book and it's just a bonus, then whatever.
Maybe I'll dip my toes in. Now I'm currently reading A Court of Frost and Starlight. It's the ACOTAR novella. I'm like halfway through it. Probably finish it, I would guess, tomorrow. I don't know, maybe today if I'm really having time to read. But yeah,
we're currently in our trying to convince Haley and Maggie to read ACOTAR.
So if you guys are listening right now.
I don't think they're against it. I think it's just going to be a matter of like when. And also, I mean, honestly, Maggie, if you remain unemployed, like, now's the perfect time to jump in and get through the series. Because otherwise, who knows when you'll get through it. It's just like, we were trying to tell us, like, explain to them, like, you don't, like, stop thinking about these characters. And it, like, helps with, like, TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, I always just, like, see ACOTAR related content
like,
now.
Oh, silly little like.
Oh, like I know what this is talking about. Yeah. So I hope that they join soon. Haley was saying one of her friends was also like
pushing,
hyping
her
up Sarah J Maas. So hopefully that can kind of give Haley the push. We have downloaded ACOTAR onto her Kindle. We were nice and we got her Kindle for her birthday, so she can just be a reading girly. And so hopefully soon. She's finishing up the Good Girls Guide to Murder series. She like, she's flying through it. Which we've talked about. It's, I think even when we did an episode a while ago of like top whatever books to read, like that series as a whole, I think we included just because it's a really good Y series. Mm-hmm. So.
Any book dates? Book updates otherwise or book club update? Did we give an update last time? I don't remember.
No.
We still don't have a date specifically set, but we are working on getting our first book club date set.
You could talk through like some of the books we're like proposing as first reading options.
Our first book club meeting, we're not going to have read a book by then. We're having everyone just like get together and we'll decide on our first book then.
And it'll be a good time for like everyone to like mingle and meet each other for the first time.
So some options, obviously pending, we're going to get more.
Keep in mind, I don't know, other than like I follow Haley and Maggie on Goodreads, I do not know like what the other people read. So like we have quite the mix and we'll just have to see what ends up being the highest vote, the winner.
Okay, so we've got a Kristen Hannah book, The Great Alone, I think is one that we decided on. I like can't pull it up on my phone, so I don't know
we have
all of them.
Did we pick a specific Ellen Hildebrand book or just like any of hers? Do we have one on there?
I don't know. I mean, we like talked about putting one on there.
Frieda McFadden was another author we listed. Did you put a specific one on?
I couldn't open up the slideshow on my phone.
I just thought maybe by making the PowerPoint, it would have like stuck a little bit.
No.
Okay. Well, The Fury, you put that. Oh, that's yeah.
Alex Michaelides.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how to say
Michael
his name.
Michael Alexides.
That's his new book. I don't know. We have like Taylor Jenkins Reid, maybe. Whatever.
I don't know.
We Sierra made it.
And I wanted to get some more romance options in there. We also like wanted to get more fantasy in there, but I don't know.
It was hard to find. I think we settled on one. I don't know if it was The Serpent of Wings and Night or not, but it was hard because like we kind of wanted to suggest like a standalone fantasy book, but we also like couldn't find a lot of standalone fantasy that had like good reviews. Because I feel like all the ones that are popular and recommended are all parts of series. So I felt like that'd be like a little daunting for the first book club book. Because then
it's like, do we keep going with that one?
Do we keep going? And now we're kind of stuck in this hole or not. But yeah, if we end up right now, I was kind of like hoping that maybe the next or our book club would be like next week. So then if actually we'd probably recording our podcast before then anyways. So we wouldn't have any updates anyways. But
well, we're planning on doing a whole book club podcast episode like about how it goes.
Okay, sorry, I forgot.
Sneak peek, you guys weren't supposed to know that, but
I'm just stay updated or stay tuned. Stay updated.
Stay in the know.
Okay. I Sierra Knight, truth be told, we didn't plan ahead for this episode. So I'm hoping that we have like enough just like thoughts, things to bring up, and like, hey, we did a whole bunch of like we were getting ahead of ourselves, so hopefully that's the case and we have a lot to say. But I did, like I said, ask you guys to share stuff earlier, so I feel like I'll kind of start with, we'll go into that first.
I was gonna say, I think we should start with our personal thoughts, experiences, ideas, whatever, and then go into, first of all, Megan and I are both single.
Yeah,
we have not been in a serious relationship, and so I do feel as though my experience is lacking in terms of like having a partner that I feel like pushes,
you know,
the mental load onto
interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
Can I finish my thought? And then you can tell me what's interesting. And so like in that sense, because I feel like most of the time people deal with like weaponized incompetence and the mental load when their partner like shifts the burden of whatever it is onto their partner. And their partner's like, well, why couldn't you deal with that again? And so I feel like I mostly experience it as an observer, but there's also like it does happen
like
within family and like friendship.
You know what I will
too.
Say to that though? I will say oftentimes these things are related to like a household of sorts, like, not always. People in relationships that don't live together are also going to have, like, experiences like this too. But I feel like oftentimes it does end up being related to, like, household chores, different tasks that need to be done. And in that sense, you and I share the same household. And I have often thought to myself that I feel like I have little to no mental load that I need to bear that you do not, because I feel like we both independently realize, like, okay, these different things need to get done. We know.
It's so humbling when you live either by yourself for sure, or just, like, you know, not with your parents, when you're like, well, shoot, this really ain't getting done if I don't do it.
And so, like, I have at least thought to myself, it is really nice to live with you. I hope that whoever I end up living with in the future or marrying, like, I can only hope it goes as smoothly as I feel like it does between us. And that's, like, little things where it's just, like, we kind of have, like, our little schedule and set routine, but it's, like, it's little things where, you know, I don't have to tell Sierra to, like, clean up after herself, or if I'm starting to do chores and stuff around just because, like, I feel like I, like, things are dirty and needing to get cleaned up, it's very oftentimes that, like, the other person will then join in, help get things done that, like, I'm not doing. She'll go, like, say, okay, I need to do these other chores. Or, like, if we're doing laundry together, it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, can you switch this out if someone's forgetting? But it's like, oftentimes we're both thinking, oh, this needs to get done, just, like, whenever it's done. And so, like, a couple days ago, I had asked, like, hey, Sierra, like, had you switched out the second time? Because I switched out the first time. She had already done it. Like, it's just little things like that where we're both very conscientious and aware of just the things we're trying to get done. Chore day around the house is a big one. And we know how to make it work fluidly. No one has to, like, egg on the other person to do anything. And so that's nice.
You know, this is for, potentially, I am just imagining this might be the case, pro to being single for an extended period of time and, like, into your later 20s, assuming you're going to end up dating someone who's also single into
you
their
both
later
have
20s.
To fend for yourself.
Is that
for a considerable
presumably,
amount of time.
Whatever partner I find, if they are single and, like, are living either on their own or like with a roommate, like, they're taking care of their own things, doing their own cleaning, cooking. I mean, I hope, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see, not always, you know that TikTok, who's the, is it Maya Knight? She has the two daughters or whatever that she doesn't show anymore.
I don't know.
I sent you that TikTok where, like, this was months ago, and I don't even follow this person, but it just popped up in my For You page, where she, like, I don't know if she's revealed her boyfriend, but she, like, did, like, a little TikTok of, like, oh, like, now I'm at my boyfriend's, like, house or apartment or whatever.
Oh, and my
his
God.
Apartment.
Yes.
Or house or whatever, his room.
That was
a pigsty.
Like, I would be embarrassed to go
and
there.
I was like, that is your boyfriend's place? That is a teenager's room.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know it's if I could date someone.
I feel like
I walk into their apartment and I'm like, oh.
Like, if someone were to go from immediately being, like, bachelor in college, basically, like, that kind of lifestyle to, like, proposing and getting married, like, immediately, I just envision that you might be taking on more of, like, the babysitter mom role as the girlfriend. Not always.
So, anyways.
Me just, like, putting in different disclaimers. Not always.
I don't know. Anyways, I'm saying this is an example of, like, maybe it's not always the case, but I imagine, like, if I'm starting to date someone, like, their apartment would honestly, like, tell me a lot about them, or, like, if I would continue mm-hmm. to see them or not. If I see their apartment or their house or whatever, and it's, like, oh.
Or, like, yikes. Do you notice how, like, the guys who, like, and this, like, brings up a whole other topic of conversation of, like, the persona of being, like, the put-together guy on TikTok.
Like, I'm in love.
Like, all the comments of him cleaning his apartment or just being organized in any way, shape, or form. Like, you go to the comments on that, it is all women, like, asking for the guy to marry them, basically. Separate from the fact that, like, maybe then a little more reflection, you're like, this guy's, like, he kind of knows what he's doing, probably. So then, like, then I start, like, thinking a little bit harder, and I'm like, maybe I am not that interested anymore. This is, like, a thirst trap, basically.
That cleaning thirst trap.
What I was going to bring up, though, like, before this, I saw someone make a TikTok talking about, like, her divorce. She seemed like she was, like, in her mid-20s or so, and she was talking about how she was getting divorced, and she was kind of saying, like, the key thing that she, like, couldn't do anymore was, like, I can't feel like I'm babysitting my husband anymore. Like, it wasn't, like, a big fight or, like, huge problem. It was just, like, it was, what I gathered was, like, it was the mental load of, like, she was always having to do everything. And she's like, I can't do this for the next 50 years. And so it's just like, that's...
That is so crazy.
I know. I wish I... Maybe I'll see if I can search and find it. But like, essentially, that's what it was. And I don't know what examples she used specifically, but it was just like... I mean, honestly...
I thought you were going to bring up... I saw a TikTok of a woman who said like she had gotten divorced and she had expected to feel like this big like shift in burden of like taking on way more like responsibilities, chores, tasks. And she's like, I didn't notice that. Like, I felt like she was doing the same workload of like managing kids, managing the house as before, mm-hmm. but with just like one less person to worry about. So she's like,
interesting.
Mental load.
Okay. Let's take a brief, kind of detour a little bit. We can do some self-reflection on ourselves and kind of discuss maybe where we think we're lacking or how we think.
I have a self-reflection.
Okay.
So we talked about painting the basement this weekend. Our dad is like the person that we always call when it comes to like anything.
Who are you gonna call?
My dad. Yeah. Also, it was funny. I need to read a text that our mom had sent because Megan texted. It was like a group chat with me, Haley, my mom, and Megan. And Megan had sent a picture of her bathroom being demolished, basically. And so my mom and Haley were both like, what's going on? Whatever. And so our mom said, like, call your uncle. He's the one who has some plumbing knowledge. He might be able to help. And then Megan said, we. Mom probably thought you were talking about us, too. Because I don't think you ever specified that dad was with us.
So you said, think I did that to my bathroom myself?
We are going to get a heater / fan and dry the subfloor and get another sealer and monitor for a few days. And then our mom said, these could be some good video ideas to post for other single girls that are homeowners on fixing things themselves. And then I said, she's fixing it with our dad. Like, our dad had this idea. Our dad did all this work.
Yeah. So speaking of my bathroom ordeal, okay? I found this out, like, I was walking my bathroom as I was getting ready in the morning, and I notice my floor sink a little under my foot because it is warped up now. And so I step on it and I'm like,
uh-oh,
that's not good. And like, so then I take a picture of it. I send it to my dad because who else am I going to send it to? Now, I took this picture before I went to go work out at the gym. And so I hadn't sent it to him quite like as soon as I took it. I waited a little bit, like later before I went to work. But I was like trying to think to myself a little bit. I was just like, what
would a girl
like,
do?
What is to be done next? Because I don't know, you know, this is new territory for me. Not that I can't learn, but I'm just like...
Here's the thing. This, I would say right now, what you're talking about does not fall under, like, weaponized incompetence because you simply don't know how to do it.
And, like, I was trying to look up, like, you know, if I were to call someone right away. And, like, I was going to have my dad look at it first, but I was just like, who do you... Like, does a plumber come look at that? Are there different people who come look at water leak stuff specifically? I don't really know. I think you'd call a plumber first, but I have no idea. My Google search was not very fruitful, but I was kind of like, okay, realistically, like, given the floor is warped, like, I kind of knew at the very least that, like, the floor was going to have to come up. So at least I knew that. To be honest, I don't know if I would have thought to take the toilet off, but my dad was like, okay, so we got to take the toilet off.
And
like, take
oh, the floor shoot. Off.
And to be honest, like, I tried to pride myself in, like, if there is a problem to be dealt with, I try my best to figure out what it is, or at the very least, like, anytime my dad does anything here, like, I'm
there
with him.
Eyes are on
there,
him.
Trying to be helpful, if not, like,
you need a tool, hands-on. What do you need?
And exactly.
Then, oh, my God. When he was, this is a side note also, but, like, every 2 seconds when we were in the basement painting, he's like, where is this? I'd, like, run to go grab it. And he's like, not that. Like, and then he'd go get it himself. And I'd be like, okay.
So I could have looked up how to remove a toilet, but I didn't have to because he was there and he removed the toilet. It's not that hard. I could do it in the future. Okay, so I'm learning things. But anyways, we take that out. We're trying to figure this out. Basically, we were just like, okay, we're going to try and dry the floor and, like, we'll do that first. Like, we didn't have, like, it was not problem solving on day one. We're just like, we'll turn the water off and dry the floors. And I was there to help and watch as needed. I have done, like, to, you know, toot my own horn a little bit. I have, like, fixed something in my toilet before already on my own.
I replaced my toilet handle.
Because guess what? Like, I am capable of Googling. I figured out what seemed to be the issue. I looked at my toilet. I found the replacement part. I replaced it.
You changed a headlight in a car.
I've changed my headlight in my car because I Googled it. I, Sierra and I installed that light in our dining room because we YouTubed it. You know, so we try within reason to, because I feel like not have to reach out for someone that like
we're padding up our resume right now, because I feel like the flip side of like, you know, for women it's like looking at men passing chores along to women. So I feel like guys are always like, well, we do the handiwork stuff. So this is Megan and I saying we do our own handiwork.
We try.
Except for my dad helps sometimes.
Depending on the project. Okay. And also it's his love language. He likes helping us out. He likes having a project. Okay. So
before you guys go crazy,
we're looking at you. Anyways, so that's kind of been my bathroom situation. That was kind of what I was going to talk about. It was funny because like there's one, and I also feel like I'm the one that's just like level-headed, cool, calm, and collected.
Oh my god,
while my dad is the insane one just like everything is a problem, everything's an issue. We were getting carpet on like different parts, or no, we were getting paint on different parts of our carpet a little bit downstairs, and to our dad it was like the end of the mind. Freaking world. He's like, well, I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know what you guys are gonna do about this, because like he would be like kind of getting not like anxious but like having issues with it. And then he'd be like, well, I guess it's your guys' house. Yeah. So like if you
he'd be like, well, do you guys care? Don't care. And we'd be like, not really. He's like, well, then I don't care. But he like did care.
And then he's the one that like went and got like cleaned ammonia or whatever the frick he got and came back to clean it because it was bothering him. And yeah.
Anyway, I was gonna say, this is an example, true example, I think, of weaponized incompetence on my part. So day two, we were finishing painting our basement, and we're getting to like, there's not a lot that had to be avoided when it came to painting, because we were painting all the, like the ceiling, the baseboards, everything. But there's like different areas where I'd be like, well, this is a little bit too close to something, so dad can do that one, because he's better at trimming than I am. And it's more so that, it's not that he's necessarily better, he probably is, but like, I was like, I just don't even want to try.
You know, I think I'll let him do this.
So he'd like go and be like, why is this not finished? And I was like, well, I figured you could do that.
Or like the trim for like the doors. I was like,
you can, like we would like do the trim for the door, and then I'd like get close to the floor and be like, well, we don't want to risk getting too close to the floor, so dad can do that one.
Yeah.
Which honestly, see, he's smarter than me, because he had a method to his madness.
He and so like I wouldn't have figured that out. To like be his little guard. Because, like, we couldn't tape down on the carpet. So, he was smart with that. And now I guess we know in the future for ourselves.
Yeah, if we paint the trim again. Yeah, that was a moment where I was like, you know what?
I am just
sitting here doing nothing now.
Oh.
And then he'd be, like, doing something like, and what are you guys doing? And I'd be like.
Like, there was, like, a couple times where we were just, like, sitting on the carpet.
Like, staring at him. And he's like, and you guys are? Just watching. Like,
well, the walls are done. The ceiling's done.
He's like, yeah, there's not much else to be done right now. I'm just
And then he'd be like, you guys could, like, take the light and, like, look around.
And I was like, you know what? It's going to be dark in here anyways, so.
It looks good right now.
I know. I'm like, you're caring too much. It will be fine. We just need, like, an overview. When you look at the basement, you're like, wow. We don't usually get too close.
Mm-hmm. Don't get too close. Okay. We can certainly jump in with anything that I talk about. But so first person responded saying, I think before you move in with someone, you need to have a conversation about household tasks and how they'll be split up and done, as well as a conversation about money. And this will avoid a lot of the issues of mental load and weaponized incompetence within the relationship. It is kind of crazy how it's like, it's
basically running
a household. Huh? Oh, like.
You and I had two different thoughts there.
I just was kind of like, it all circles around just like being able to like coexist with someone a little bit.
It really does. I was saying, talk to someone, because it seems like it's funny how 9 times out of 10, every time someone brings up like an issue within a relationship, it's like, well, did you guys talk about it? Have you guys like had a conversation about it?
No, I'm just complaining about how much it annoys me.
I do think, like, this is, like, yes, duh, like, you should talk about it. I think that as long as things are split 50-50, that can look like you take these chores and you take these chores, and then, like, that's 50-50, or it can look like, you know, we split the tasks, like, you do the groceries half the time, I do groceries half the time, you do the dishes half the time, I do dishes half the time.
Yeah.
I do think that something else that comes up with, like, mental load and weaponized incompetence is that when you do like the splitting of like the 50-50 tasks, like, oh, like the woman does like the inside stuff and like the guy does the outside stuff, and I feel like, I mean, it's hard to argue like what's more or less work, because oftentimes like the household tasks are more frequent, but potentially less work or maybe less time consuming. And that guy will say like, well, I'm like going to mow the lawn and like shovel the driveway and do the outdoor tasks and like all that stuff, which is typically less frequent, but might take a longer time. And so how do you...
I feel like also, so this one, talking about like indoor and outdoor stuff, this one that someone sent in is kind of related. So they said, my husband and I have talked about how so often men do the jobs that are more in the present moment, like dishes, lawn care, manual labor, while a lot of the time women take care of the tasks that require forethought and planning, aka mental load, such as planning meals,
grocery shopping, meal planning is my least favorite thing.
Planning vacations, getting gifts for family members. Like, those are all things that, like, they don't get done just on a whim. It requires someone to,
like, could you imagine,
think about it beforehand.
Like, this is also just, again, this is me stereotyping, but, like, it's so common that, like, we don't even bat an eye. I feel like if a guy was to say to his wife, hey, like, my mom's birthday is next week, can you, like, pick up a present? No one would bat an eye about, like, at that. But if I were to, like, be doing something, I go to my husband and say, hey, my mom's birthday is next week, can you get her present? Him, and then probably everyone else would be like, why is he getting it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that's just another example of, like, expectations and mental load of, like, it's okay for, like, one instance that we've normalized, but, like, if you flip it around, you're like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Yes. I lost the story post. Hold on. One moment. If a guy planned a vacation that we were going on.
Could you imagine?
First of all, I'm kind of like, I'm in this way, Sierra. Like,
send me the itinerary.
In this way, Sierra lacks mental load. And
I give it to
forethought. Because I can't think of a single vacation we've been on where I have not done a majority of the planning.
And who wants to go on more vacations?
That's what shocks me, is I'm like, you don't want to go on vacation? Like, you would just happily, like, just not plan a vacation and be like, whatever, I won't worry about it.
Yeah.
See, I'm like, I need, it has been a year since I've had a week-long vacation. I am due for another week-long vacation. And so, that's what we have going on. Okay. Someone said that they have a shared calendar with their boyfriend who has full access to edit and view it, and he still regularly asks, like, when they are free to do said things.
This is, like, the same energy as when someone asks you a question and then you, like, start to pull your phone to, like, Google it, and then you're like, you have Google.
That's a...
You Google it.
That's, like, a very just, like, common, like, day-to-day type of thing, like, between you and anyone. And it's, like, I understand if someone has, like, a little bit more expertise in some areas where maybe it requires like a more specialized answer.
Do you like the one person who sent in a response that was like not the right response? Someone, so Megan had asked for like story stuff related to this weaponized incompetence and stuff, and one of the responses was global warming, murder documentaries, is social media a blessing or a detriment to society? And then they responded again and said, sorry, I read that too fast, thought you were looking for podcast topics.
Yeah, and it was like the first one that like was sent in, so when I went to like originally go back and like look through this, I was just like, what is happening? Why, what are we talking about? Doesn't want to make decisions. If it ends up being a bad decision, it's not their fault. So maybe if you're like,
I do feel like a lot of the times people who, it's seen as being accommodating because you're like, well, I don't care, so like you decide, but like the decision is the mental load.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you're like, oh, do you want A or B for dinner?
X or B.
Well, I was like, X or Y. I don't know. And then I was like, B. And then I was like, no, it doesn't make any sense. Like, do you want A or B for dinner? I almost said A or Z. I just can't get this straight. Do you want A or B for dinner? And they're like, I don't care. And I'm like, but, like, what is your input? Like, if you were to give me your input, because, like, maybe we'll have different answers, but, like, at least you have a decision. Like, you have some skin in the game. Then if I just decide, I'm like, do they want this or do they not care? And sometimes it is hard because, like, sometimes people truly just do not care. Because I've done this before, too. Like, where I've said, I don't care. Like, you like can
the
pick.
Classic dinner conversation. What are you doing for dinner? And, like, no one wants... Here's the thing. No one wants the mental load. No one wants to decide. No one wants to think about it.
But we got to eat.
But someone has to decide. Mental load. I'm, like, trying to make sense of this. Mental load. My fiancé knows I hate doing the dishes, so he does them for me. I don't feel like that is mental load. But that's what this person seems like they're defining mental load as.
My fiance finds texting and setting up plans to be a lot, so I'll draft them for him. I feel like that's them, like, switching the mental load. Like, it's like, she doesn't
notice
like
how
the dishes,
though, require no forethought and planning.
And
he
just... and then the text drafting.
Them, and then the text drafting and creation.
He's like, you do that. Well, she's offering.
Yeah. That's funny. You're offering, like, look, I'm not here to say don't do X, Y, or Z.
Because then this falls, now we get into the whole trap of people who are in relationships. They're like, well, I like to do these things for my partner because I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
and did we not just talk about earlier with our dad? I did use that as a justification for saying, this is why I don't feel so bad about it. Because to my knowledge, he enjoys that.
And dad, when you listen to this episode, like 2 months from now,
you can let me know if I'm right or not. Someone says, my boyfriend plans at least half of our dates, underrated way of taking some of the mental load.
At least half.
That's even, yeah.
Good for him. Good for you.
Good for both of you guys. I was going to say, I don't know why this, like, this is probably not related at all. But for some reason, I'm like, circling back to like the whole, and I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like happy wife, happy life type of situation.
Hate that.
And I like, again, how much we despise that commentary. So I don't know, we could rehash that out.
I think I had one more comment to say, but now I don't remember. Was it one of the stories? You can get started on happy wife, happy life
before we find if this. You guys haven't heard us complain about this before, welcome. I feel like what really bothers Sierra and I about this sentiment is kind of like the built-in, like
the wife is like the nagger, like the annoying one who like cares too much, and like, yeah, the husband's go with the flow, he's chill, he's easygoing.
And like, this is very much, honestly, like it is related to this, kind of. It's very much like, oh, she's seen as being like nitpicky and like needing things to be done a certain way because she's the one having to do like the forethought and mental load, whereas like oftentimes the husband can, like, he has the free-for-all to just be go with the flow and not have much thought or care. And I feel like men use it, or try to use it, endearingly, I feel like, because they think, I'm saying my only job is to make you happy. However, I just like, if you have like a better way to like steer this from here, because it's like, does it sound bad to like want your wife to be happy?
It's always the context that people say it, though. They're like, happy wife, happy life, like don't push her buttons too much, and like it's always just like, just do what makes her happy, like don't worry if it's like, you know, something you disagree with. Yeah. And I'm like, well, disagree, like, with me.
Yeah, even going back to like, it does tie all together, all this does make sense.
What it's all saying. Connected.
The dinner conversation. If you have no skin in the game, you have a thought, though. Like, you have your own thoughts and opinions.
Like, I don't need you to resent me.
And so we don't always have to do what I want to do just because, like, happy wife, happy life. Because at the end of the day, this is a partnership where we're both supposed to be, like, hopefully your entire life is just not bending to my will.
Right.
Right? That sums it up. Hopefully we get along enough that like some of what we want to do is like together and
I think
collective.
That's what bothers me, and like maybe that helped me kind of like figure out the direction that I can summarize my thoughts in this, where it sounds like when you say like happy wife, happy life, like the guy just has to like give up anything he wants to do and like do whatever his wife wants. And I'm like,
it's like, God, don't sound so tortured.
Wow, the old ball and chain, that's the energy it gives.
Okay.
Yeah. If my husband ever says that, divorce.
I'd be like, you better have been saying that with the most sarcastic
ball and chain, here's the key, buddy, get out.
Honestly, I feel like we kind of like, we mostly hashed out what I feel like I wanted to,
and seen, we got all of what I wanted to cover as well.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed the earlier release time this week, and if you have any other ideas or topics you want us to talk about, or I don't know, oftentimes like I see something interesting or on TikTok even, so if you have like a TikTok you send in our DMs or think it would be interesting, that could be a fun way to go about coming up with some different ideas. Otherwise, we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.